Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, getting darker, and we're on lesson 18. Page 150 in the old book, sentence 9 on page 150, starting with Yo-Yig-Vikaraman.
I did not practice reading at all, I just realized.
That's okay, but I can help you if you want.
Okay, it's just going to be kind of clunky.
That's right.
Yo-Yig-Vikaramani Yata-Viti Karoti Saha Praja Van Pashuman, that's Pashuman Tejasvi Brahma Varchasi Yashas. Oh, here we have this again, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Yashasan.
Swan.
Yashaswan cha bhavati.
Right.
So yaha, who or which, nominative singular, yajna karmani is accusative plural for duties, sacrificial duties, or yata. I think here is in the manner, in that manner, or according to, something like that.
Yeah, he's like, according to Viddhi.
According to Viddhi. Now, why is Viddhi just in the stem form?
Yata Viddhi. It's probably being used as a as an indeclinable. And it means according to Viddhi, according to injunction.
Okay.
Yata Viddhi.
So it's like an indeclinable here. Okay.
Unless Viddhi is neutered. But when you say the yata there, I think that makes it an indeclinable.
Okay.
Yata Viddhi, you know?
Yeah.
According, we just say according to Viddhi.
Yeah.
But it means according to the Vedic injunction.
Okay. Okay. Karoti is from Kri, it's the present third person singular. Saha, nominative singular, he. And then we have Prajavan.
Prajavan.
Prajavan, which is... this is one of the things in the chapter. It's from page 149, I think number 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the addition of vat. So, and it means, it gives the meaning of the possessor of. And so this here would be like the person who has children, the possessor of children.
Or
obtains children.
You just say
the one who has children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's declined here in the nominative singular, masculine nominative singular. And the next one is similar, only this is from Pashu, and it's adding the it's adding mut, and again it means the one who has, and this means Pashu is cattle, so it's the one who has cattle, and it's nominative singular, and that's number 9 on page 149.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Tejasvi, and again this is Tejas plus in.
Vin. Plus Vin.
It's plus Vin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's Vin. There's also In. There's Mut. There's Mut.
It's got to be Vin, because we got that V there.
But Mut, Vin, and In.
Okay. Jesus, Vin. And that's... Go ahead, Penny.
Is that special samadhi where you insert the sibilant infant? Okay.
Yeah, that was there for Pashuman.
Pashuman,
yeah.
There's two of them there. Where the anuswara, where the nasal is replaced by anuswara and the sibilant of the following letters class.
Inserted before adjunto cha, right?
Right.
That's what that's
or cha,
it could
cha,
be cha also.
Cha, ta, or ta.
But here it's ta.
Yeah.
And we have another one
here
later where we have cha, right? Yeah. So tejasvi is in the nominative singular also, and that is the one who has brilliance or nobility or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have Brahma Varchasi, which is nominative singular, and that means illumined by the Vedas.
Yeah, Brahma Varchas is the tejas you get from the study of the Veda.
Okay. And then here we have that Sandhi again. We've got, it's Yasha Swan, and that's, again, that's Yashas plus Vat. So the one who has fame,
right.
And that's nominative singular. And then we have Cha and Bhavati is present third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically he who performs the sacrificial duties according to Vedic injunction is the one who has children, cattle, nobility, and is illumined by the Vedas, and is famous. Is illumined by the Vedas and is famous.
Yeah. Do you want to explain, either of you or me, if you can't do it, when mut is used versus vut, or when vut is used versus mut?
I don't remember in my head, but I think it explains
it's there, and it's kind of good to know that, because otherwise it seems random.
Okay.
So normally mut is used,
mm-hmm.
and there's an exception for the use of vut.
Okay. And it has to do with when the base ends in ma or a.
Or the penultimate.
Or the penultimate.
Long, short, or long, either the penultimate is short or long,
Okay.
Or it ends in short or long, or there's a ma.
Okay. And they mean exactly the same
exactly
thing.
Exactly the same.
It just has to do with how the word...
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I always wondered.
See, if
yeah.
you look at page 149, number 9 and
yeah,
10...
Yeah, I'm looking at
it. Yeah, that's good.
Do you want to just read, Tara? Do you want
sure.
to read 9, 10, and 11? Let's
All
just
right.
read through that.
Number 9. Derivatives signifying the possessor of the thing expressed by the base are formed by affixing mut to substantives as t-mut, talented, from t-talent. Number 10. The ma of this termination is changed to va when the base ends in makara or a, short or long, or has either for its penultimate, as tanavat, wealthy, from tana, wealth. And then we have diyavat.
Vidyavat.
Oh, sorry. Vidyavat. Pashaswat.
Yeshaswat.
Oh, sorry. My glasses. Yeshaswat. And then baswat. Kimvat. Lakshmi. Vat.
So the Kimvat, yeah, you've got the M
Kimvat.
And the Lakshmi, you have the penultimate Ma.
Yeah. There are a few exceptions as Yavamat and Pumimat, etc.
Yeah.
Did you want me to read 11?
Yeah, do 11
okay.
too.
To substantives ending in A, the suffix in is also added in this case before which the preceding A is dropped as... Dundin.
From Dunda. One
from
has
Dunda.
A stick.
And Tanin, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Vin is another termination having this sense. It is applied to some nouns as Yashaswin.
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 Good. So those are the things, they come all of the time. So it's kind of.
Yeah, this is actually very important for Jyotisha Shastra.
Yeah. Yep, that's really good. All right.
Because very often the yogas will wind up, you know, possessing a
right.
cattle or possessing a this or possessing
that's
a that.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's this is very good to know.
Yeah. See it a lot. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read this even though I'm not like Kiki, but still. Where I notice with their pronunciation, this is where the problems are.
Okay.
Which is my problem and most Westerners' problems, when you do an aspirate soft consonant,
mm-hmm.
because of the
yeah.
aspiration, it brings it up to the hard consonant. And so you do that all the time. So do I.
Okay,
I
so
have
you
to
mean
be very
like
conscious.
The duh,
like,
ta.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like you would say in yata,
okay.
Uh-huh. The dental's not going to be, the heart's not going to be any problem, yata.
Right.
But vidhi, vidhi. So you hear the T there? Mm-hmm. Vidhi? It has to be vidhi.
Yeah.
And to do it, you have to
go back into the throat.
You have to keep it within the voice box. Otherwise, it automatically becomes a hard. That's what a hard is that it takes place on top of the vocal cords.
Right.
So it requires.
I know, I know that in my head, and then it's like, doesn't always work, so I'm trying to make a more conscious effort.
It has to be conscious, or it simply doesn't work.
Right.
At least for me, it doesn't.
It's such a different sound for us to make.
And then the other thing that you're getting much better at is that the difference between short and long,
mm-hmm.
and to make them consistent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So just repeat after me, and if you hear me say it improperly, tell me. What?
There was some sound interference, so I didn't hear the first thing that
the first thing I said.
Work on.
Is that for Westerners, when we are trying to pronounce a fourth letter, which is a soft aspirate, like duh, it will automatically, because of the aspiration, bring it up to an aspirate second letter, to a hard. Because the hard letters take place on top of the vocal cords, the soft letters take place within the vocal cords, and so by the aspiration, it tends to make the letter move up. And so instead of hearing duh, you'll hear ta easily. And so what I was saying is that you have to think low, you have to think keeping up, you have to make your mind put the letter in the middle of the vocal cords when you're doing a soft aspirate. Like I gave the example, do you see where it says yata vidhi? I just heard myself do it. Yata, the aspirate second letter is easy. That's natural for us. We usually do aspirate our hearts.
Yeah.
So yata, but then vidhi. That d, to keep that into the in as a fourth aspirate is not that easy for us. It'll always take. It'll be almost hard. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Vidhi.
Yeah. Vidhi. Mm-hmm.
So tell her the part about doing it back in your throat. I don't know if she heard that.
Oh, so
saying to try to place
the sound in the middle of the vocal cords, so the vocal cords are resonating. The hard consonants don't resonate in the vocal cords. They resonate on top of the vocal cords. Their position is different.
Yeah.
And so we're used to being on top of the vocal cords, especially in aspirate letters. So when you say, because there's a real relationship, both are dental, the ta and da are dental letters. But for us, the aspirate da often sounds like an aspirate ta.
Yeah.
So if you say yata, that's simple for us because we have that in English. It's natural. Yata.
Yeah.
But if you say vidhi, that T sound is so easy to come. So you have to keep it inside the vocal cords, vidhi. Sometimes my aspirates go a little low because I'm trying to pull it down and it pulls it down, you know, in terms of vocal tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, vidhi.
That's really vidhi. Helpful.
Yeah. So here, just repeat after me. And if you hear me saying something improperly, just tell me and we'll try it again. Yo yajna karmani.
Yo yajna karmani.
Yata vidhi.
Yata vidhi.
Karoti saha.
Karoti saha.
Pragnavan.
Pragnavan.
Pashuman.
Pashuman.
Tejasvi.
Tejasvi.
Brahmavarchasi.
Brahmavarchasi.
Yashaswan.
Yashaswan.
Cha bhavati.
Cha bhavati.
See,
bhavati.
It's going to sound like poverty.
So I can do that one better than I can.
Easier. Yeah.
The
dentals are the hardest.
Yeah.
They come all the time.
Yeah.
Penny, do you want to try one, or do you want Tara to do them? Go through.
No, I need Tara to do them.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tara.
Okay.
They're all yours.
Vishnu Sharmanaha. Oh, I don't. Vishnu. I'm not going to try and do the break this any. Vishnu Sharmana. Eka.
It's actually Sharmana.
Sharmana?
You said Sharmana.
Sharmana.
They're all short.
Okay.
Sharmana.
And isn't it actually, isn't there somebody there? Is it Sharmanaha?
Sharmanaha.
Okay, Sharmana. Because it's Sharman. I mean, Sharman is the substantive, right?
Yeah, like Atman. Like Atman.
Okay.
Sharman.
Vishnu Sharmana. Where am I now? Eka Panchashat Putraha Asan Tesham Ye Madhya Madhve. No, that's a duh. What is
double
that?
Duh.
Oh, yeah. Madhyamat Devatat Ja Yamsaha. Pancha Vim Shatihi.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for 10 minutes to drive.
Okay, Penny.
Okay, Penny. Yeah. See you in a bit.
It'll be online. It'll be on the website.
Pancha Vimshatihi Te Kani Yobihi Pancha Vimshatya Kalaha Chakruhu.
For this, do you have... Are you at the old book?
Yeah.
I think there's a typo here. I think it's supposed to be Kalahi.
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Something...
Because otherwise it would have to be Kalaham, which it could be.
Yeah, I had a question mark there. I'm like, what is the declension here?
Yeah.
It's Kalahi?
I think it's a typo. I wonder if I have... Hold on a second. I wonder if I have the old... the new book.
I do have the new book. Let's look in there and see. I don't know if it was fixed in there because I had a big question mark on that.
He has that as an example, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In this section. So, and it would work perfectly. Kalahi Chakruhu. In either case, there's a typo.
Okay.
I don't know if I have that.
Oh, this book has Kalaham.
Or it does have Kalaham.
Kalaham.
That's all right, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Either way.
Okay.
Timmy got caught in the rainstorm.
Oh.
He ran back.
Oh, so wet. Does she let you dry her off?
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
Don't they love it? They're so cute.
I get a thorough dry, and I pull her up in dryers. And each little leg.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute.
She just adores it, really. It's actually,
yeah, they love it. Some of my cats just start purring like crazy. Oh, it's so sweet.
Okay.
So it's Kalaham, and that's a cute
name. Kalaham. Yeah.
Kalaham.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I hadn't even gone through things yet. All right.
Okay.
Well, that was a big question I had for that.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Oh, I had other questions. Okay. So we have Vishnu Sharmana.
So Sharmanaha.
Sharmanaha, right. Because genitive singular for Vishnu Sharman. And then... This is Eka Panchashat.
Panchashat.
Okay, I don't know what this is. I know it's 51, but what's that Ashat on there?
No, Panchashat. Look at page...
I
know, it really goes out of your mind, doesn't it? Look at 139. I'd look it up, too.
I looked, and I was like, what am I doing?
Look at the top of 139, sorry.
Oh, the paragraph there?
No, above. See where it says 20, 30, 40, 50?
Yes.
Panchashat.
Oh.
I need to memorize these, and I forgot it again. Panchashat.
Oh.
So, and then look, do you see Panchashat means 50?
Yeah.
Okay, now look at the next page. And you can see, like, or actually, go down to the bottom of page 139.
Yeah.
Eka Trimshat.
Yeah, I knew it was 50. I don't know why. I just my mind went...
Well, the ah, panchasha is a little... Why do they make the long ah there, but they do panchasha? Okay. So you have to memorize those, yeah. Which I did, but of course I forgot them again.
Well, I just completely blanked and was like saying, thinking 5 and 1 instead of that it has to be 50. So obviously shat would be 50.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, and then we
have 51.
51. And putraha, nominative plural for sons. Asan is from us. And is that the imperfect third person plural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They were. So Vishnu Sharman, there were 51 sons of Vishnu Sharman. He had 51 sons, basically. And Tesham is genitive plural. Of them, yay, nominative plural, who or which. And then we have Madhyamat, which is ablative singular for the middle.
Well, that first one you can say Vishwasharman had 51 sons.
Had 51 sons. Okay.
You know, we don't have the word have or had.
Right.
And so usually when you have a genitive like that with us, you can use had.
Okay.
Vishwa, if you want to.
Well, I mean, that's how it would be literally in English. We would say that.
Vishwasharman had 51 sons. And then, what did you do next?
And then we have Tesham, so of them,
mm-hmm.
and then nominative plural, which or who. And then we have Madhyamat, so ablative singular for middle.
Mm-hmm.
And Devadattat.
Yeah, Devadattat.
Devadattat. Ablative singular for Devadatta.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be like, there's going to be a comparative thing happening here with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Jayamsaha.
Jayamsaha.
Oh, sorry, Jayamsaha.
Jayamsaha.
Jayamsaha. Which means older. So that's nominative plural.
That's right.
Jayamsaha. And it's the comparative of Jayas. It's probably a different word, which is the original substantive.
I'm just looking up what it is. For
where
old
did you
is
find it?
Vridha.
It's
vridha.
Vridha.
Is old. Because these are in peculiar ones.
Yeah.
So vridha means old. And then they have two forms for Jayas. Jayas for older, Jayas,
mm-hmm.
or Varshiyas, and they use both of them. Then
okay.
Jeshta and Varshishta.
Okay.
I see both quite a bit.
All right. Yeah, I know Jeshta. All right, so I'm just going to finish going through this because I'm not sure exactly how to construct this part. And Panchavimshatihi is 25. And I had a question here. Why do we have a visarga?
Vimshatihi is in the feminine nominative singular.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Oh, I was forgetting that there is an ihi for the feminine nominative singular.
For short e.
Yeah, for short e. I was really thinking of long e.
Yeah.
And then te, nominative plural they. And then we have kani yobihi, which is means younger. And so that the substantive or the word for that is younger is yuvan.
Yeah, that's right, yuvan. And notice that it has two forms too.
Yeah.
Yavias and kanias.
Yeah, so we're using the kanias form.
Yeah.
And it's instrumental plural. So by, with, or through the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then panchavim shatya, which is instrumental singular.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and that's 25, by, mm-hmm. with, or through. So it's, I guess those two are going to go together, and it's going to be by, with, or through the younger 25.
Mm-hmm.
And kalaham is quarrel, accusative singular for quarrel, and chakruhu is perfect third person plural.
Mm-hmm.
They did quarrel.
So we just say they quarrel.
They quarrel.
They did. They says they did quarreling, right?
Yeah.
So we just say they quarrel.
They quarrel. So Okay. So we're basically of the sons of them. Which is this? Which?
Yeah, or you can say those who.
Those who. Oh, okay. Just like that. So those who are in the middle.
Is this, no.
Okay. Those who. What is the translation?
Take these three words.
Okay.
Madhyamat Devadattat Jayamsaha.
Okay. Older than. Well, we have two ablatives. So older than Devadatta.
Who is?
Who is the middle?
Yeah. He's the middle child.
Oh, I get it.
Like, who's the middle one?
Too.
Yeah, it's adjectival.
Okay, let me just make it out. So, of them. Of them.
And you know how they, in English, we only use one. We say those who, and that's enough.
Right.
But they have to say those who they.
Those who they, yeah. Okay. So those who are older than Devadatta, who is the middle, is in the middle child, they are 25?
Well, yeah, actually, I should have said like this.
Okay.
Madhyamat Devadattat Jayamsaha Panchavimshatihi. Among them, Teshan of them.
Okay. Among them who are older. The 25 who are older than Devadatta, who is the middle. Who is the middle?
The middle one.
The middle one. They quarreled with, oh, I see now. They quarreled with the younger 25.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. That was good.
That was tricky.
Yeah. Okay, repeat. Ready?
1 second. Okay. No, where's my book? Okay.
Vishnu Sharmanaha.
Vishnu Sharmanaha.
Eka Panchashat.
Eka Panchashat.
Putra Asan.
Putra Asan.
Te Shamye.
Teshan ye.
Madhyamat Devadattat.
Madhyamat Devadattat.
Madhyamat Devadattat.
Madhyamat Devadattat.
Yeah, first one I didn't really aspirate enough, and you didn't aspirate enough on either
one. Madhyamat
Devadattat.
Madhyamat Devadattat.
Jayamsaha.
Jayamsaha.
Panchavimshatihi te.
Panchavimshatihi te.
Kaniyobihi.
Kaniyobihi.
Bihi.
Kaniyobihi.
Yeah. Panchavimshatya.
Panchavimshatya.
Kalaham chakruhu.
Kalaham chakruhu.
So you could say Kalahan Chakruhu.
Kalahan Chakruhu.
Which is what we should say, really. Right.
Kalahan Chakruhu. I'm just getting better at those. We're trying to learn them.
Yeah.
The rules and trying to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Since I have to teach to people.
That's why teaching is good.
Yeah. Okay. Sarvasu. Nadipshu. Pagirati. Dragi.
Di.
Dra. Is that a D or a G?
It's ghee.
It is ghee. Oh, sorry.
I have it wrong, actually. It comes from Dirga.
Okay.
Dirga.
Dragishta?
Mm-hmm. Dragishta, yeah.
Dragishta? Vistare? Is this Varishta?
Yeah.
Cha?
Yeah.
Tasyaha? Salilam?
Salilam.
Salilam? Salilan, Salilan,
yeah.
Yamunayaha, Shuchitaram, Shuchitaram,
Shuchitaram, good.
Shuchitaram, Parvateshu, Himalayaha,
Himalayaha,
Himalayaha.
You're making a long E. You know, they do go E.
Himalayaha.
Yeah.
Pratishtha. Taha.
Good.
Okay. Sarvasu.
Good.
Hi.
We're on number 11, Sarvasu Nadishu.
Sarvasu Nadishu, both locative plural. Sarvasu means all. It's like among all rivers.
Yeah.
Among all rivers. Pagira. Bhagirati.
Long A, long E.
Bhagirati.
Yeah. Bhagirati. Bhagirati. Bhagirati.
Bhagirati.
It's kind of hard to pronounce. Yeah.
It's difficult. Mm-hmm. It's nominative singular for the Bhagirata River. Bhagirati River. Then we have Dragishta, which is from Dirga.
Long A, Dra.
Dragishta.
Yeah.
From Dirga, and that this is a superlative here, and it means the longest. It's nominative singular. So among all the rivers, Bhagirati is the longest. Vistare is from Vistaraha,
mm-hmm.
and it means expansive.
It also means just width.
Okay.
There has other meanings to it.
So width. Now, it's in the locative, right?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
In terms of width.
Oh.
Locative, you know? In reference to.
Okay.
In terms of.
Okay. In terms. I forget that you can use it like that.
Yeah.
In terms of width.
In terms of regarding, in reference to.
Oh, right. So in terms of width, it is most excellent.
No.
Or the best, Varishta, right?
The widest.
The widest.
Isn't that? Let's see here. Go to Uru is wide.
Oh, yeah, Vishtare.
And,
wait a
minute. Yeah, Uru is wide.
Okay.
And that's where the Samprasarana Uru.
Yeah.
And then Varis and Varishta. Wide, wider, widest. Do you see it in the unusual ones? Irregularities? Uru?
Look here, I don't see it. Oh.
Uru in the middle.
Uru.
Uru.
Oh.
So Varias and Varishta.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, widest. Okay.
So in width it is the widest.
In width it is the widest. And then we have Cha and Tasyaha, genitive singular. Salilan is accusative singular for water. Yamuna Yaha. Yamunayaha is the ablative here.
Good.
And that's for Yamuna, the river. And Shuchitaram. Shuchitaram.
You're saying almost long with the E. It has to be the same. Shuchitaram.
Oh. Shuchitaram.
Yeah, not
so
you were saying then Shuchitaram.
Yeah, because it's hard for me to go from that U to the Ch, so.
Yeah.
Shuchitaram.
Shuchitaram. Right.
And here we have the Tara affix. That's on page 149.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's just another affix for comparative.
Right.
And it means more pure.
Purer or pure.
Purer.
Yeah.
And is that accusative? What is that?
There's no verb.
Right, it's got to be nominative, neuter nominative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then parvateshu is locative plural.
Well, you didn't translate it, though.
Oh, that's right. That's another, that's a whole little part. Okay, so that says, okay, so it's, Bhagirata is the longest of the amongst the rivers, and it's also the widest.
Mm-hmm.
And its water is purer than Yamuna.
Yamuna. Good. That's perfect.
And then Parvateshu is among mountains, locative plural. Himalayaha is nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
And Pratishtaha is the, it means highest, and it's the superlative of Prithu.
Mm-hmm. Is Prithu, is that what they say in the dictionary that it means highest? Prithu? Large or great?
Yeah.
It's the largest. It's the largest.
Okay.
Did you get Prithu somewhere as highest? As
I
high
don't know. Maybe I got that from the translation. So largest.
Largest or greatest.
Okay. Greatest. All right, and so then this says, among the mountains, the Himalayas are the largest, are the greatest, or the largest.
Yeah, the largest, yeah. Good. That was good. It's nice to be learning, having practice with all of these.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, repeat after me and correct me if I make a mistake. Sarvasu.
Sarvasu.
Nadishu.
Nadishu.
Bhagirati.
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 I'm just pronouncing it again because I don't like mine. But you can pronounce it too.
I'll just copy whatever you do.
I didn't want you to think I wasn't correcting you.
Oh, okay.
I'm correcting myself. Bhagirati.
Bhagirati.
Yeah, that's good.
Dragishta.
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 Dragishta. Dragishta. You're making a long E. A short E.
Dragishta.
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 Wait a minute.
Dragishta.
Dragishta. That's good.
Dragishta.
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 Yeah. Vistare.
Vistare.
Varishta.
Varishta.
Cha.
Cha.
Tasyaha.
Tasyaha.
Salilam.
Salilam.
Yamunayaha.
Yamunayaha.
Shuchitaram.
Shuchitaram.
Shuchitaram. You did better than me. You did better than me. Shuchitaram. Shuchitaram. All equal. Shuchitaram. Okay.
Shuchitaram.
Parvateshu.
Parvateshu.
Himalayaha.
Himalayaha.
Pratishtaha.
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 Yeah. That's really nice. Really nice pronunciation.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to translate, I wouldn't like to practice reading.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I'll tell you why. I've been invited to start teaching Sanskrit in January.
Yeah.
For, I guess, chanting purposes, mainly at a yoga studio, a very nice yoga studio. I gave a Jyotish talk. So I need to smooth up. And I may have some very fine point pronunciation questions for you, especially
sure.
around
Anuswaras. Yeah.
But it's not until January, so I have time to brush up more. Okay, so are you ready for this next one?
Sure, this is a hard sentence. I figured it out, made it smooth, but it was I thought it was hard. Go ahead. Did you say it should be Ragnyo?
Oh, sorry. Ragnye.
Ragnyo.
Ragnyo.
Ragnyo. Did you say Penny, you're breaking up a little bit.
Pardon?
You're breaking up. Did you say Vapushaha? Vapushaha?
Vapushaha.
Yeah, Vapushaha. Okay. So read it again. Read it again.
The whole thing?
Yeah, because you're breaking up.
Yeah, I know, it's a problem.
Just try again.
You guys are too, so.
Oh.
Aho
Ditti Matopi Vishva Saniya Tasya
Ragnyo
Vapushaha.
Ragnyo Vapushaha.
Vapushaha.
Yeah. Good.
Idrishi me manda bhagyata yana kevalam bartur viraho dara kayorapi.
Dara kayorapi. Because the word is dadaka, so you'd say dara kayorapi. Or just dara kayorapi.
Yeah.
Dalika Yorapi. You can put the emphasis on the Sunday, you know, like Dalika Yorapi or Dalika Yorapi. It's like when you're reading, when you know it's a Sunday, it kind of automatically breaks in your mouth because your mind is breaking the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd say Dalika Yorapi.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's such a huge difference when you read something that you've already
know what it means.
Broken the Sundays, and when you write something that is an absolute cold and you're doing it mindlessly.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's a huge difference, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that sounded good to me.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tara.
Oh,
aho.
Okay. So aho is this like a indeclinable particle, like, oh, how great, how wonderful. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It can be, oh, it with a positive, joyous surprise, or it can be,
oh,
oh, with a fear.
Oh, okay.
It can be positive. It depends on your intonation.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked that up.
Okay.
Yeah, they talk about. Okay.
Okay, and then Dipti Mataha is the one who has,
Dipti is like
deep
being brilliant on fire.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Blazing, like one who has, who is on fire or shining, blazing.
And,
with, like, splendorous, you know, like that.
And it's either ablative or genitive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not sure at this point. I don't know. Did I get? Yeah, this was a hard one. Then we have upi here.
Right.
And, I think it means, like, although or in addition to, something like that.
Or even though.
Even though.
Even though. Usually also, even though, and sometimes it means and.
Right.
Yeah. Also, even though, or and are the most common.
Okay. And then...
And, did you say?
Sometimes it'll be used as and, especially in a shloka where they're filling the meter.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes instead of just upi in the sense of also, what they're
right.
really meaning is and. So it's not the primary meaning.
So instead of
Cha, because upi is two syllables.
Right.
So sometimes
right.
they'll use upi instead of cha. Only
okay.
to fill the meter, though. Otherwise it means also or even though.
Okay, then Vishwa Sani Yata, known as a singular ability to inspire confidence. That's
yeah.
the definition we're given. It was like trustworthy.
And you know what?
Hmm.
The word Vishwas is a verb, vishwas.
Okay.
And then with that aniya ending is a potential participle. So vishwaniya, yeah. vishwas, and then aniya, vishwasaniya, and then vishwasaniyata. So that which is that which inspires or is capable of giving confidence.
Okay. Remember
the potential participles with all of the different ya or aniyas,
mm-hmm.
aniya.
Mm-hmm.
So this is vishwas plus aniya,
yeah.
vishwas aniya, and then with the ta.
Yeah.
So that's different from vishva, which would be all pervading?
It is. That's why I had to look it up and work that out. It's in the dictionary, it's in Optes. I thought vishwa, because vishwa is a pronoun also that
yeah.
means all, or vishwa means the universe.
Yeah.
But this is vishwas. And it's a verb that means to confide in or to respect. And then with
never learned that.
No, me neither. I could not figure that out, but I found it in the dictionary. Vishwas plus aniya. You know aniya, right? Is a potential ending, potential participle ending. There's three or four different endings for the potential participle.
aniya being one of them. So it's vishwas plus aniya. Yeah. And then you put the abstract feminine ta on it. So vishwas aniya ta.
Okay.
Yeah. You can look it up in Optes. And maybe okay. Monier William probably has it too. Okay.
And then we have Asya from Edom.
Asya, yeah.
Genitive singular of this or of him or it. Rajnyaha, genitive singular, the king of the king. Vapushaha means body, and it's from vapus. And it's neuter, and it's either accusative plural or ablative genitive singular.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't really know how to deal with this sentence.
It's a little hard to do. Well, at least you've got the subject. And
yeah.
You have the wonderment, aho.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's only one subject there and a bunch of genitives. There's no
yeah.
really place for an ablative there.
No. So right. I would have thought that it would be genitive.
So now you have
body.
To you have to make all of these genitives work
yeah.
with the one subject, which, you know, there's one subject and all these genitives have to be related to it.
Yeah. So it's basically like the ability to inspire confidence of the king.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the subject is.
Mm-hmm.
And is the Asya, is that of this king, or is that going to be referred
back
to?
Well, I would actually take it like Rajnyaha Vapushaha, a double genitive, of the body of the king.
Oh.
And Vapus also means the beautiful body.
Oh.
It can mean just plain body. Or it can be just a wonderful, beautiful form or beautiful body, the extraordinary
okay.
form. So okay. you can say...
King.
Of the king. Even though it is flaming... in the sense of absolutely illustrious,
mm-hmm.
you know. So the form of the king, the form, like the body, the
mm-hmm.
appearance, the form of the king, even though it is the form of that king,
mm-hmm.
Asya Rajnyaha.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the ability to inspire confidence. The king has the incredible form of the king has the ability to inspire confidence, even though it's overwhelmingly.
Wow.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. I would never really figure that out.
No. You know. He has kind of a strange translation.
Yeah.
But you can see where he's going with the translation, even
yeah.
though it's
he
a little,
says,
it's not, it doesn't work very
the
well.
The king can be confided in his good qualities, although he possesses an exterior which seems to be ablaze.
He's having trouble, too. That's
right.
Not very good. That's
right.
Not very good. But you see it?
Yeah.
It works all right in Sanskrit, and then when you... The thing is, some of these sentences that are in the Sanskrit, you have to kind of understand them in Sanskrit and then say, well, how will I say that
yeah.
in English? You know?
Yeah.
It's like the king's form, even though it's totally overwhelming. It's
still inspires confidence.
It still inspires your trust and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it could evoke fear.
Yeah.
I think that's the idea. You know? Could invoke fear or terror, but it doesn't. It invokes trust and confidence, even though his form is overwhelming. Do you agree, Penny?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So repeat after me. Aho.
Aho.
Dipti matopi.
Dipti matopi.
Vishwasaniyatasya.
Vishwasaniyatasya.
Rajnyo Vapushaha.
Rajnyo Vapushaha.
Yeah, good. Okay, let's do the last one.
Idrishi me manda pag yata yana kevalam Bartur Viraho.
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 Viraho, yeah.
Bartur Viraho Tara Kayorapi.
Dharaka is word.
Dharaka.
Dharaka Yorapi.
Dharaka Yorapi.
Yeah.
Dharaka Yorapi. Idrishi is Edom and Drish, and that's one of our forms on page 149.12, which gives the meaning of like or similar to.
Yeah, and these come all the time. This is important to kind of read over a few
times. Should we read this?
Yeah, go ahead and read it because it comes all the time.
All right, so number 12 on page 149.
Yeah, I need to see what this is.
Okay. Drish, masculine, neuter, feminine, and drisha, masculine, neuter, drishi, feminine, are appended to pronouns in the sense of like. The final letter of the base is dropped and a added to it as ta drisha, like that. Is that swa drisha, like the? Edom and Kim become E and what?
Edom and Kim.
Edom and Kim become
Idrisha.
Oh, Idrisha and Ki.
Kidrisha.
Kidrisha.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yes. Breathing as Idrisha.
If you didn't have this, you would have had a heart attack with that. I mean, what is that?
Yeah,
I know. Fortunately, you can look it up and it's in the dictionary, but it's good to really understand these several terms because they come all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So it's...
It's like this.
Yes. Yeah, like this, or yeah.
That's what
or
it means.
Or such, yeah.
Like this, and it's feminine here, nominative singular.
That's right.
And then may is dative singular, to or for me, and... Manda Pagyata is misfortune, nominative
singular. Well, may can also be genitive, right? My.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Genitive singular.
That's what it is here.
Yeah.
Makes much more sense. I don't know what yena is. I think it's a PPP.
And no, it's going to be yet. No.
Yeah.
Yet and na. By Sunday becomes yanna.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I was looking through every verb trying to figure out what PPP it was. Okay.
So it's actually yun, which is actually yet.
Yes.
It's yun, it's doubled.
Yeah, because of the negative. Yeah, there's a negative. So yet plus na can become either. Yed plus yedna or yenna. That's an option.
I see.
That was a good one.
Isn't there a rule where the na gets doubled?
Yeah, there is, but that's not what it is. That's not it.
Yeah, I know.
But there is a rule like that.
There is a rule like that, right?
Yeah, there's a rule like that, and it's important to know that rule because it can really throw you off.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's yet na, who or which not. And kevalam is, kevalam here, I think, goes with the upi. And it has the meaning of not only here?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. With a na kevalam.
Oh, it's with a na. Okay.
Not only.
Not only.
Uh-huh.
All right. Not only, and then bartur virahaha. Is Bartuhu, it's from Bartuhu. That's the first part of it. It's Bartuhu, and that means husband, and it's either ablative or genitive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Viraha. Viraha, ha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Viraha, ha. Which means separated from or abandoned, and it's nominative singular. But I also found that virah can also be a verb.
This is viraha, though.
Yeah, that's
viraha.
What I thought. So it's just, it's a noun.
It's a noun.
Separated. to be separated from or abandoned.
Yeah. Absent or
absent.
Separation from.
Okay. Dharaka Yoho is from Dharakaha, which is sun. And this is the dual.
Right.
Two suns, and it's either locative or genitive. I would say it's probably genitive.
Right.
It's all genitive here, right? Is the one for husband genitive also? No,
well,
from my husband, right?
No, but this is kind of something interesting. He's teaching you something here.
Okay.
For Bartra, it can either be ablative or genitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Dalaka Yoho can't be ablative.
No. Oh,
and the relationship to Viraha is the same.
I get it.
And so if you look up at Viraha, it means abandonment, desertion, parting, separation, or absence from. The word means absence from or separation. That kind of from sense is included in the noun.
Okay, so you don't really need that.
No. So it takes the genitive.
Okay. All right, so they're all genitive.
But it's confusing, and the only reason you know that is he used Dharaka Yoho, or you look it up, because you would want it to be
to match with the suns.
Yeah, but you, in your mind, you'd want it to be ablative in English, right?
Separated from the husband.
Yeah.
And then uppi here, I think, means also, maybe? And, or but, or?
Yeah, like, and also.
And also.
Is, this is my tragedy.
Okay.
And the yin there just means that. It's kind of introducing the, it's almost like quotes. Yin can be used like quotes.
Oh.
See, it says, such is my great misfortune, right?
Uh-huh.
It's my misfortune. Then what is, you put in quotes, or there's like a colon.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be introduced with yed. There's no relative correlative there.
Okay.
And so yed can be like that. That not only there's a not only the separation, there's separation from my sons, from my husband, but also my two sons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there's in English we'd say I'm separated from not only my husband but from my
mm-hmm.
two sons also. You see it?
Yeah.
Knowing that yet has more meanings than just being part of a correlative is important.
Yeah.
You know, you can look yet up in Aper, Monier Williams, and it'll be very long list. So, and it's important kind of read through that list sometimes so that you, I'm just talking about myself, but breaking through that, just knowing it as correlative and relative.
Yeah.
Because it has different meanings, like this one's an important one.
So here we're just using it like that, or to use, to like something that she's saying?
Yeah, as a, well, she doesn't have to be saying it, but the sentence structure is like that, because it's, you know, my tragedy, or my great, my misfortune is such.
Mm-hmm.
My misfortune is like this.
Mm-hmm.
Is such. My misfortune is such that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So then she's telling you what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You okay, Penny?
Yeah.
Let me read it then. Idrishime.
Idrishime.
Mandabhagyata.
Mandabhagyata.
Yanna.
Yanna.
Kevalam.
Kevalam.
Bartu viraha. Bartu viraho.
Bartu viraho.
Dharaka yorapi.
Dharaka yorapi.
Yeah. Good. That's good. for next week, do you want to meet? I mean, it's fine with me, and Penny wants to meet, I think. But are you good for
Friday,
or will it get in the way of your Thanksgiving?
You know, I'm not sure. The only reason is that my older sister is going to be moving, and we may need to be helping with the moving, getting her packed up. So
yeah.
I'll just have to see. We haven't made the plan yet for when that's going to
happen. Because Kiki won't be.
Yeah.
But I can do it if Penny wants it. You want it, right, Penny?
Yeah, I mean, obviously... if no one else can, then we won't have that much to do because I don't know that I'll really be able to do sentences. So we'll need at least someone.
Okay. We'll wait to hear from Dora.
Unless you're willing to work on some other things, like really do some pronunciation with me.
Yeah, sure. I don't mind at all.
Just
go across.
I don't want to.
I'm fine because, I'm fine. I will just keep doing it as long as somebody wants to do it. That's kind of my.
And I'll just let you know.
That's my what I'm doing.
Okay. So let's set up some sentences so that if I'm here, I'll do those.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's see. There's your 5. Let's do 5.
Yeah. It might take us a. Let's do the 5. That's
enough. Yeah. Because especially even if I do them, there's going to be. It's
going to
be a busy week.
Tapas,
yeah, that's the last one we're going to do. So 14, 15.